And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is politics. Each of my guest subjects has something to do with politics. My next guest is the Deputy Mayor of Ventura. We'll discuss Ventura's downtown parking meter situation, building codes and procedures, and amnesty for granny flats. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Mike Tracy was first elected to the Ventura City Council in November of 2009. He was appointed to the role of deputy mayor by his colleagues in December of 2009, and he'll serve as deputy mayor for the first 2 years of his four-year term. Mike is a product of Ventura. He grew up on the Avenue. He attended Foster. Then he attended De Anza and Ventura High Schools. Upon receiving his AA degree in liberal arts from Ventura College, he received his BA degree in sociology from Cal Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. Mike joined the United States Army. He served our country as a medical x-ray technician, and he has worked for the Ventura County Probation Department, later as a social worker in the Big Brothers and Big Sisters program of Ventura County. In 1975, Mike joined the police department. He and his wife, Linda, who's a retired teacher of the Ventura Unified School District, married almost 40 years ago. I mean, that's incredible, Mike. Congratulations.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is. That is good stuff right there. And during his 30-year career with the city, Mike worked on patrols. He worked as a detective and investigations, etc. He was promoted to police chief in 1999 and served in that position for almost 6 years. Mike has served as on the boards of directors of the Boys and Girls Club of Ventura, caregivers. Also, he has been the Police Activities League and the Salvation Army. Since retiring from the police department, Mike has worked as a realtor. He's employed with two residential brokerage firms in Ventura as well. Interestingly enough, Mike and Linda's son, Matthew, is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy. He is currently serving as a lieutenant colonel in the Strategic Air Command and was just moved back to the academy where he's going to be a teacher. Welcome to the show, Mike. How are
Thanks,
you today?
Billy.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board. Thanks again for coming back and being a guest. Now, November is going to mark the end of your first 2 years and your role as the deputy mayor. So looking back on the first 2 years on the council, what has surprised you the most about serving on Ventura City Council?
Well, first of all, I'd have to say it's more fun than I expected. I've had a great time.
You were expecting a bummer, huh?
Well, you know, I knew it'd be a lot of work, and I knew there'd be a lot of challenges, which there have been, but a lot of work and a lot of challenges. But I've really enjoyed my relationship with my fellow council members. Working side by side with Bill Fulton has been a real pleasure, and I've gotten to know all the council members. I knew some of them pretty well, but I've gotten to know them even better, and I've had a wonderful time getting to know them, and working with the city staff, many of whom I know, has also been really exciting and rewarding.
No, that's good.
Great group of people.
If you had to look back on it, if you were a Hollywood writer and you were writing the script, would you have picked these 2 years to be the deputy mayor? Probably the hardest two fiscal years that we've seen in the United States.
Yeah, very difficult times from that standpoint, and I guess some people would argue it takes the fun out of it. We don't have any money to do anything new and innovative and creative. On the other hand, because we haven't had money, we've had to think outside the box and do some things a little different than we have in the past. And, I think before my time on the council, the council started taking the right steps in terms of really getting ahead of the curve a little bit on the fiscal situation. So the biggest cuts were actually made before I joined the council. Today, I think we're actually in pretty good shape in Ventura, even though we don't have the resources that we would like to have to do all the things we want to do because of some of the tough decisions we've made. We're ahead of some other communities in Southern California.
Well, I recently read, Mike, that this year's budget is not going to be as austere as last year's budget. So if that's any indication, it seems to me we're coming out of the woods.
Yeah, it isn't quite, I guess that's a good way to put it, it's not quite as austere, although it's essentially a status quo budget. We included, I think, about $3 million, $4 million to do some capital improvement efforts. Our actual operating budget is essentially status quo. We're not adding people. We're not adding services. We're pretty much maintaining where we were last year.
Where we are. All right. Well, looking back over the first 2 years, what has been the most remarkable thing in the first 2 years of your tenure as deputy mayor?
Well, I I'd have to say it probably revolves around the budget, and I know it's despite the fact that I think 3 years ago our budget was about $97 million, our operating budget, and the one we just adopted is about $83 million. Yeah, you know, that's a lot of money to cut out of a budget, and every year we have until this most recent one, we have found ways to eliminate, you know, services and tie up loose ends and do at least the same with less money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of remarkable really what we've done in that regard. I think the other thing that I would have to say is remarkable is that the efforts of the Ventura community, the people in our community who have stepped up to really help, you know, help us meet the shortfalls. You know, volunteerism really across the city is at an all-time high.
Oh, that's good.
Our police department, you know, has a terrific volunteers and policing program that those folks contribute hundreds of hours a week to augment the paid services of our police employees. And that pattern follows throughout the city. We have a lot of volunteers in the city. I think it's remarkable the way people step up and get involved in the community. And we've seen that in other areas. I mean, in terms of you know, the people's involvement in our libraries, the advocacy of our citizenry for their particular causes, whether it's hillside preservation or beach cleanups or whatever it might be. And we have a terrific group of people in this community who really care about Ventura and you know, kind of put their effort where their mouth is. They really get involved.
And that's positive news. That's the sort of thing that doesn't get reported as often as it should in the media, and we're glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that volunteerism is on the rise. We certainly need that, so that is good. Speaking of activism, there's certainly an initiative underfoot right now by some local activists, and it pertains to the parking meters downtown, Mike. My guest is Deputy Mayor Mike Tracy, and when we look at this, I just want to recap, and help me if I've missed any of the details here, but if you look at it the way that it rolls out to me is this. The issue started a couple of years ago. Now it's going to go on the ballot in November of 2011 for citizens to decide the fate of the parking meters. At least that's the way I understand it. How much did the parking meters cost for us to install them? Who bid on it? You know, what has been the process of getting them in place that has started this flap that people are trying to get on the ballot in November?
Yeah, actually, I think this effort began probably about 3 years ago. And there was a lot of input from the business community downtown, particularly. And there were several community meetings where people had the opportunity to voice their concerns and express their positions. The parking meters were, by and large, supported by a majority of the downtown merchants.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was that the parking revenues would be put back into the downtown in the form of enhanced landscaping, maintenance of the public ways, you know, the sidewalks, the streets. There'd be some additional security that would be
provided.
Oh, that's
nice, yeah.
And I don't have the exact numbers, but essentially the proceeds from the beginning have gone back to the downtown Ventura.
And have there been, I'm not going to ask you for an exact number because I didn't invite you in to talk about exact details,
right,
but have the proceeds been significant? Are we talking tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars?
The proceeds have been a little less than expected, originally projected, and there have been some reasons for that. There, you know, some glitches in the implementation. There was because of some of the glitches, there was a significant period of time where we weren't actually charging for parking. We were, and it was kind of a break-in honeymoon period. The enforcement has also been reduced for the same reason. So, but there is a significant amount of money. It's thousands of dollars a month that are coming in, and they are, you can see the impact downtown. You know, the level of maintenance has been significantly improved and enhanced. We have a full-time police officer who works downtown, and his primary duties are to coordinate the parking enforcement. But because he's down there, he's also doing other things, you know, some of the vagrancy issues and some of the The broken windows kinds of things, you know, making sure that cars are moved along, that we don't have abandoned vehicles in the city parking lots and those kinds of
things. Does that take the place of the downtown storefront, which was closed about 4 years ago?
That's sort of, yeah. I mean, that person does some of those functions. And obviously, one person can't do what two are doing, but there is, and plus he has the additional responsibilities of coordinating the parking enforcement. But there's a number of police cadets who work on that parking enforcement that this police corporal oversees.
Mm-hmm.
And just the uniform presence of the cadets makes a difference. You know, you've got police employees walking around in uniforms, and I think it does make a difference. The merchants appreciate it. And I've actually had, you know, over the last year, I've run into a lot of people who are new to, or visitors to Ventura, or even residents who make positive comments about the parking.
I know many people who are on both sides.
It's a real mix. There's both sides to the story. As far as the original cost, it was somewhere around $1 million for the equipment and the installation, and that was going to be paid off over a period of I think about 10 years. From the parking proceeds, and that still left plenty of money to do the other improvements that we
the downtown improvements, right. The patrols, et cetera,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. So there are a couple of head scratchers for me, Mike. One
sure.
has to do with the 700 block of Main Street down there, where we actually put in on both sides of the street parking meters, and then subsequently took out parking meters.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is twofold: how much did it cost us to put them in and then take them out? And then secondly, in the planning process. Who was it looked at this and said, you know, we need to put in parking meters in front of Reardon's funeral home because people who are attending funerals who are bereaved want to put money into parking meters so that they can attend somebody else's funeral.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the thought process behind it, and how much has it cost us to put them in and take them out?
I can't give you exact answers on the cost, and I would assume that I would guess it wasn't a huge amount of money for the the actual equipment. I'm assuming that we have that. We sent that back to the manufacturer, or we're keeping that as like
spare parts or backups
or whatever. The actual installation wouldn't have been a huge dollar amount. As far as the process, the thought process went into that, I wasn't part of that. I don't really know what that would have been. Obviously, it was an error that, you know, we rectified, and I think the most significant thing is that the city. Based on input from the merchants and the citizens and the folks who are the residents in some cases, have made some modifications to the parking plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like any plan like this, any effort, there's going to be, you know, some changes and modifications. And I think it's actually to the credit of the Ventura community that we're not only city government, but the folks who are impacted by it, you know, speak up and we listen to it and we make modifications. And those have been positive changes, so.
Good, good. Now, this goes to the ballot in November. People
uh-huh.
are going to decide its fate on the November ballot.
Right.
What if let me ask you two questions. First of all, if we decide not to keep the parking meters, what happens to our sunk cost of over $1 million? I mean, no way a couple thousand dollars a month is offsetting the cost of millions of dollars. So that's taxpayer money that's gone.
Right.
How do we offset loss?
The couple thousand a month is what I'm talking about is coming in
as
that's being used towards the downtown improvements. The other we're bringing in more money than that. That's going towards the initial cost.
All right, but even so, it was a 10-year payoff.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to be, what, eight years short of 10?
I mean, if this happens, that we have to pull the parking meters out, which, you know, it's a possibility.
The voters could vote it.
I suppose it'd be like if you buy a car and 2 years later you decide you don't like it, you're going to have to trade it in or sell it on the open market. This is the latest technology for this sort of purpose. It does have value. It's not worthless. And as you travel around the state of California, you'll find that most municipalities have some kind of an area, a shopping area, where they utilize some kind of parking system. We've had great experience with this system, actually, and it has accomplished what we've been trying to accomplish in terms of parking management. So I have to believe that if we have to take the parking meters out, there will be a market for that equipment. Obviously, we're not going to get, you know, 100% on our investment, but we'd have to, based on what the voters in our community decided, we'd have to
Regardless of the outcome, Mike, the voters are going to put this to a vote. We're going to decide. The bigger question is, why wasn't this voted on earlier in the process? Or, more importantly, if the voters decide to pull it out, what does that say about the thought process of the city council and also the city staff to have put this in and then taken it out at a cost to the taxpayers?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't view that as necessarily a failure of city government. I think that, you know, we were responding largely to a long-standing problem of managing the parking situation in our downtown. It's a very condensed area. We have limited parking on the street. We have a lot of parking
in the free parking lots.
Something like, I think it's about a sixth of our parking is now metered. The remainder is free parking. And so what we were trying to do was manage the parking situation by having people move off the main streets unless they were willing to pay a small fee for
the convenience
period, for the convenience and for parking for generally for a brief period of time, move employees and long-term parkers and those who just want to have free parking off of the main street. I spend a lot of time downtown, and both varieties of parking are usually available. So, you know, if we put everything to a vote, we wouldn't get much accomplished in Ventura. This is one of those issues that didn't require us to put it to vote. We did get a lot of input from the community, particularly the downtown business community was pretty excited about it. And frankly, the vast majority of them still are enthralled by the managed parking.
Good. And we're going to have to leave it there, Mike. My guest has been Mike Tracy, Deputy Mayor of the City of Ventura, for at least another couple of months, and then we'll see where his political career goes from there. Thank you, Mike, very much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
My pleasure.